be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by Luke. Now there was a scholar of the law, and he stood up to test Jesus. And he said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, with all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied with this story. A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped him and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. Now a priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he also passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan who came upon him was moved with compassion. He approached the victim, he poured oil and wine over his wounds and bandaged them. He lifted him up on his own animal. He took him to an inn and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with this instruction: "Take care of him. And if you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back." Now, which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the victim? He answered, "Well, the one who treated him with mercy." And Jesus said, "Go and do the same thing." This is good news from the Lord. Brothers and sisters, the mind operates in a binary way. It loves to divide. It automatically divides the world into us and them. That's the way stupid people like to think. And if you don't grow up, and a lot of people don't, you interpret the whole of your life, and I mean the whole of your life, between us and them. And the work of religion, as we see in this magnificent gospel, which is assumed to be one of those directly from Jesus, we see Jesus totally undercutting that. It's one of his boundary-crossing teachings. So let's, given the events of the last week, let's apply this story. We have a poor black man lying in a ditch. The chief of police walks on the other side. The local lieutenant walks on the other side. And a poor old white cop, in fact, cares for him almost to excess. This is a different kind of universe. This is a very different kind of world. And unfortunately, it's not the world we live in, as you've seen. And in fact, if we're going to call ourselves a Christian country, and that becomes more and more laughable, we see that religion hasn't really been much help here. And this is revealed also in this gospel. Because this prejudice between Jews and Samaritans is total. They have nothing to do with one another, but it's backed up by cheap religion, which tells them they should not have anything to do with one another. And in fact, the Jewish person obeying the law, and that's all the priest and the Levite are doing, they back it up with what's called ritual impurity. We have all kind of people we're not supposed to talk to or love or invite to our house for dinner. Gay people, people from another country, maybe immigrants, people of a different race. We've all got these stupid boundaries. And unless you've met God, you don't know any better. You actually think that's the shape of the world. And you think it's God's will. So this good priest, this good Levite, I guess the Levite is sort of the deacon, sorry, Eddie. They just not only do not care for him, but keep their distance. They walk on the other side to maintain their religious purity. Give me a break. This is what cheap religion is about. And that's also revealed in this magnificent story. Notice when the scholar of the law, so this is a guy who's supposed to be well trained in theology. After he answers the question somewhat correctly, it says, because he wished to justify himself. That's what cheap religion is about. It's not about loving other people, let's be honest. It's about justifying the self. How can I think of myself as holier than thou? How can I think of myself as saved or superior or right, and you as wrong? That is the basis for almost all of the stupidity and violence in our world, and we have a lot of it. Brothers and sisters, after all is said and done, how do you show that you love God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, with all your mind? Is it by coming to church? Maybe. But I don't suppose God really needs you to be sitting here right now. I mean, you're not doing any favor for God by coming to church. I hope you know that. A lot of people don't. Is it by obeying commandments? Well, these people thought they were obeying commandments too. When it comes down to it, there's only one simple way to show your love of God, and that is to love your neighbor as yourself. That's the only practical way to do it. And he stretches it in this story. It's not just thinking nice thoughts about your neighbor, it's putting yourself out. So I'm not going to ask us to raise our hands, because maybe I wouldn't even pass the test. I probably wouldn't. But let's give yourself a whole month. Who have you put yourself out for in the last month? Now, don't count your family. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. I assume that. Is there anybody outside of your ethnic group, anybody outside of Holy Family Parish, anybody outside of nice, white, or Latino middle class that you have put yourself out for? And that's the point of this story. He approached the victim. He was moved with compassion. He poured oil and wine over his wounds. He bandaged them up. He lifted him up on his own animal. He took him to the inn, and there he cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins, he gave them to the innkeeper and said, take care of him. I mean, I would have stopped right there. But then he has to do more. If you spend more than what I have given you, now notice, he doesn't owe this guy anything. In fact, he's supposed to hate him because he's a Samaritan. He's an immigrant. He's a Mexican. He's someone from somewhere else. He's a black person. He's a wrong person. He's a Protestant. He's a gay person. Think up your excuse. The ego always will. He will think up some excuse to be hateful. And brothers and sisters, if the Christian religion and this country doesn't grow up very quick in the ways of spirit, I don't think we have much of a future. This is going to continue in ever different forms. But what you and I have to say, who have now heard this gospel, is it has to start with me. tomorrow. Who am I going to boundary cross with? Who am I going to put myself out for that I don't have to? That is your neighbor. And that shows, in fact, I believe it's the only way to show that you really do love